All right, Winter Olympics now, Chewy. It's gone.
Okay.
Everything's done. Everybody got their medals. Everybody's home at this point. So the Freedom Factory team just won the 2026 Florida Man Games Championship, also known as the Redneck Olympics. So it's the third event. They did this. Actually, sounds like a good idea. We should do this around here. 5,000 people showed up for the third time to check it out. So they have to, like, parody different Florida Man headlines. And you always hear these stories. So one of the challenges, naked rampage with pool noodles, challenging and beating each other. Bull whips and bad decisions is the name of another game involving whipping beer cans off people's belts. And then they had the grocery store brawl simulation as another one there. New events they have. Taser tag, which is fun. And the final obstacle course involved removing catalytic converters while evading mock police, which one attendee just referred to this as the Redneck Olympics. And apparently it is.
This sounds less like Florida, and actually sounding more and more like Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You can add in some other things like, I don't know, pothole dodging.
Pothole dodging, yeah.
Maybe coal cracking.
True.
What else do we do here in Northeast PA? Eating.
Yeah. Drinking beer.
Beer drinking.
In one sip.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, we could do beer shotgunning. That's one of them.
Yeah.
We could do... Yeah, I think the most food and beer consumed in a single sitting.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that going on.
Yeah,
here.
That could all be one.
What's that thing where they pop a hole in a can
that's
and they hold it sideways? And what, you hold it sideways, like perpendicular to your face?
You pop. So here's the beer can. Everybody look at me, what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
You have the beer can. You pop the little hole in the bottom, which creates a little air bubble.
Uh-huh.
And then you put your mouth up to it. And then when you open it up to the top and you open up the top, it releases the air.
Oh, it just goes right in there.
It's sort of like alcoholic physics.
Is that what it is? Somebody figured that all out. We used to have a general manager here years ago, and this guy would be drunk after two beers.
Oh, okay. That sounds like you.
But that never stopped him. He would drink 24.
Oh, okay.
Like, he was already at his limit at two, and he wouldn't get any worse. And I seen this guy, and he's one of those guys that could hold up a bottle of beer, put it up to his mouth, drink the whole. You see the thing? Give me another one. Keep going.
Yeah.
Already hammered.
That's how they go down.
Yeah.
Nice and easy, man. That's what it is. It's like water. I can do the same thing, except I'm not drunk after two beers. It takes me a little bit more.
A little bit more. Yeah. It's because you're getting older now.